Ever felt kind of like torn between two places, like where you belong? We're tackling that today. The whole return to Africa thing versus staying in the US. It's huge EE for the African diaspora, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got these two sources. One's I See Money in Africa, that's by Olubunmi Olidare, and the other's Beyond the Rhetoric from Anthony Johnson.
Two sides of the same coin.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this deep dive, we're going beyond the simple stuff. Like, is it really all good or all bad to go back? Way more complicated than that.
Exactly. It's such a personal, nuanced choice for so many. Identity, opportunity, the whole deal.
So Olidare, his piece is like all about the potential upside. He's
Yeah.
super optimistic about Africa. Resources, economy's booming, the cultural connection. He even says returning gives you dignity, respect, stuff maybe missing for African immigrants here. Powerful
It
stuff.
is. It's really compelling.
Right. But then Johnson, he kind of brings us back down to earth.
Yeah, he's like, hold on, not so fast.
Exactly. Like, it's not this fairy tale of US bad, Africa amazing.
Yeah.
What's he saying specifically that makes it more complicated?
Well, he doesn't disagree about the potential, but he says having a Western education work experience doesn't mean instant success back in Africa.
Oh, interesting. So it's not as straightforward as it seems.
Right. The structures are different. The economies have their own things going on. Plus, fitting back into African society after being away, huge.
And then, like, citizenship itself, in some countries, that's a whole other hurdle.
Exactly. So you could be this skilled professional, but the system throws up roadblocks. You can't find work. That's what he's warning about.
That makes sense, though. It's not all sunshine and roses.
Not at all.
Okay, so we've got Oludedare, super positive. Johnson, urging caution.
Classic push and pull.
And it's not like either of them is saying there's one right answer.
Nope, they're both adding nuance, making people think critically about what's involved.
But we got to talk about the emotions too, right?
Yeah.
Because this isn't just a logical decision.
Absolutely. Huge emotional opponent.
There's that longing to connect with your ancestors, feeling out of place here, and then all the stories we hear, the media, it all plays in. Like, remember Ghana's year of return? That was massive.
Yeah, that really captured people's imaginations.
So, how much do you think those feelings actually drive people's decisions?
I think it comes down to how we define home, which is super personal. Like your family's been in the US forever versus someone who just immigrated, home means something different.
That's deep, actually. So, if your family's been here generations, is Africa still home in the same way?
It has a whole other layer, right?
Totally. Makes the choice even harder. And even if you feel that pull towards Africa,
Doesn't mean it's easy to actually fit back in culturally.
what kind of bumps in the road do people hit with that?
Well, language barriers are a big one.
Huh?
Some places you're seen as the returnee, almost like an outsider, and your whole lifestyle might have to change.
So it's more than just landing and feeling like you belong.
Way more. Imagine not being able to communicate well or missing things you're used to.
It's almost like you're starting over in some ways.
In a way, yeah. And people need to think about that realistically.
Definitely. So both these guys, they're saying don't rush into it just because it feels right emotionally.
100%. Think it through.
Be strategic, weigh it all out.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're both big on that, like planning it out, being realistic about your situation.
Yeah.
And they both agree contributing to Africa doesn't have to mean living there.
That's a good point. So, someone thinking about this, going back or staying, it's a lot to consider. Sounds like the big takeaway is there's no one size fits all answer.
Exactly. It depends on you, your finances, your legal status, your goals, everything. It's about making a smart choice for your own situation, weighing those good things against the tough stuff, practically A and D emotionally.
Makes sense. I feel like this whole deep dive, it's making us think deeper about being part of the African diaspora, period. And it makes me wonder, Africa itself is changing so fast. When we say returning, it's not like it's one place. Each country's got its own thing going on, economically, politically. Does that matter?
Huge point. Africa's not just one big blob, right?
Yeah.
Tons of different cultures, economies, governments, each with their own pluses and minuses.
So it's not just going back to your ancestors' land, it's knowing what that specific country is like in W.
Exactly. And things are changing constantly. Globalization, technology, demographics, it all plays a role. Like some African economies are growing super fast, even faster than the global average.
Wow, so that adds a whole other layer to the return idea. It's not just heritage, it's opportunity
Yeah,
too.
for sure. And that economic progress ties into global stuff too. Africa's becoming more important on the world stage, growing middle class, young population, tons of resources.
And that's where the diaspora comes in, Right? They've got this unique experience knowing both the Western world and the African context. What role do you see them playing in all this?
Oh, they're essential. They're like a bridge between global trends and what's needed locally. We see it everywhere: entrepreneurship, tech, healthcare, education. People from the diaspora bring fresh ideas, new ways of thinking, global connections. It's super valuable.
Can you give us some specific examples of what returnees are doing in those fields? Like, what are they actually doing?
Take technology, for instance. Lots of returnees are starting tech companies. They're making apps that connect farmers with markets, platforms for healthcare access in rural areas, online businesses that help local artisans.
So it's like this positive cycle, right? As
Yes.
Africa grows, it attracts more diaspora, and they contribute to even more growth.
You got it. It's dynamic, it's exciting, it's always changing. And it's not just about the economic side either.
Right. What about the social and cultural impact? What are you seeing there?
Well, when people return, they bring new ideas, new perspectives that can really shake things up in a good way. They might start mentorship programs for young people, get involved in social justice stuff, or introduce art and culture that blends African traditions with global influences.
So it's about connecting, sharing knowledge, making Africa's future brighter A&D more connected. But we got to be real, right? We've talked about the good stuff, the appeal of going back, the economic potential, the emotional pull. What about the tough parts? What obstacles do people face?
Transparency is key. One big thing is bureaucracy. In some African countries, getting permits, licenses, even citizenship, it can be a nightmare. Slow, complex. That can really throw a wrench in your plans, whether it's work or personal life.
So even if you've got the skills and the passion, the paperwork can hold you back.
It can, yeah. So you got to understand how things work, legally and administratively. And be prepared for delays. Don't go in with rose-colored glasses.
Makes sense. Okay, beyond bureaucracy, what about just adjusting to a different culture? Is that hard for people?
Yeah, cultural adaptation is a big deal. Even if you feel connected to your roots, values, social norms, even everyday life can be different. There's an adjustment period.
So it's not just moving, it's fitting into a whole different social fabric. Exciting, but tough too. What do you think about that? It's a good reminder that going back to Africa, it's not like a cure-all. It's a huge life change, with good and bad.
For sure. You got to be tough, adaptable, willing to figure things out. And it's not just how you adapt, but how people there react to you.
Yeah, we talked about that stigma a bit. People who stayed in Africa may be looking at returnees like they're privileged, out of touch.
Yeah, sadly that happens. Like, returnees are going to try and force Western ideas or something. Creates tension. So you got to be sensitive, aware of the culture.
So it's about building those bridges, understanding each other.
Absolutely. Open communication, empathy, wanting a better future for Africa. That's how you close the gap.
You know what I think would be cool? Shifting gears a little, let's talk about the success stories.
Yeah, good idea. Because it's not all struggle. People are doing amazing things after returning.
I love that. What kind of inspiring stuff are we seeing?
Tons in the tech world. People from the diaspora coming back, starting companies, building apps, creating digital platforms that solve local problems. They're taking what's advanced in the West and making it work for Africa.
That's awesome. Any specific example that comes to mind?
Oh, yeah. Rebecca Enonchong. She went back to Cameroon, founded Appstech, a big software company there. They work all over Central Africa, helping businesses, organizations. It's proof that tech can really boost those economies.
So cool. Using their skills to make things better for African communities directly. Not just bringing skills back, but applying them in a way that makes a difference.
Exactly. And there are tons of stories like Rebecca's. People investing in green energy, boosting food security through agriculture, setting up education programs to train future leaders.
It's contagious, right? Like each success story makes more people think, hey, maybe I can go back and contribute too.
It's a movement, a wave of positive change. And it's not just about building giant companies or being famous.
Right. What about the smaller stuff?
Success comes in all sizes. Sometimes it's making a difference in your own little corner of the world, starting a business that creates jobs, mentoring kids, fighting for social justice.
Finding your place, using your talents to make a positive impact, big or small.
Exactly. And I think that's what's beautiful about all this. There's no one way to do it. Every contribution matters.
So we've gone deep on this whole diaspora dilemma. What do you hope people listening take away from it?
This. Whether you return to Africa, stay in the U.S., or find some other way to connect, your connection is valid, and what you bring to the table is valuable. No right or wrong answer. Everyone's journey is different.
Love that. It's not about judging. It's about giving people the info to choose what's right for them.
And recognizing how rich and complex the diaspora experience is. The good, the bad, all the different points of view.
At the end of the day, Africa's future is tied to the diaspora. Working together, understanding each other, respecting each other. That's how we make things better for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. Maybe this deep dive got you thinking, sparked an idea. Maybe it's time for you to explore your own connection to Africa.
Yeah, what does that look like for you? Going back, investing in a business, supporting a diaspora group, even just learning more about the history and culture.
Taking that first step, whatever it is.
That's what matters. We hope this conversation gave you the knowledge, A&E, the inspiration to do that. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.